Blog Talk Radio.
It's me, it's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James, and by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A, double crooked letter, badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws, and you're listening to the VOC Nation, and if you ain't down with that, he's got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the hosts and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, who you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOC Nation.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the morning after, right here live on the VOC Nation Radio Network at VOCNation.com. Brady Hicks and Rat Boy. What's going on, Rat Boy? How you doing today?
Pretty good, well. We've got nice and beautiful outside, but guess what?
What?
I'm upset with what the governor's doing. Now we have to leave the house with a mask on. We can't even sit on our porch with a mask. We got to sit on the porch with a mask on. You know, New Jersey's getting terrible again.
Yep.
It's getting crazy here now. But in other news, let's talk about it. All right.
Let's dive right in.
I found something that you didn't know, that nobody else didn't know, but tonight. AEW at the dark. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that you know is going to be on it tonight. The legendary. Okay. Brian Pillman's son, Brian Pillman Jr., is facing off at Shawn Spears tonight.
I did see that. He got his release from MLW, so he probably is going to sign with AEW if he hasn't already. So that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, I know, but you did meet him at the Super 8 tournament last year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to meet that guy.
He reminds me so much of his dad.
I want to see if he's like his dad, the loose cannon, you know?
He's just like him.
Other news. Okay.
In other news?
In other news about Sarah Logan. She is pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. There you go. She's pregnant. I don't care about her, but last night was the bag. Last night, I watched it from my computer, from an old place where I used to go when I had no internet or nothing. I said, let me try this out for a while and see how it goes this time. It's called frontrow.eu. I watched it. It broke up about two or three times, but it's refreshing it. But hey, I saw everything.
Okay.
Kerosene came back.
I think it's great that you're advertising your illegal stream site. I wanted to comment on Sarah Logan, and I wanted to say that she had mentioned when she got released that she was probably done with wrestling, and a lot of people were saying, oh, yeah, like, she'll go back to WWE or whatever. Apparently, she really is done. Like, she's done with wrestling. She was talking about maybe after this kid, getting into MMA, maybe doing some UFC or something. But Sarah Logan does not want to wrestle anymore. And I found it really interesting. She also didn't want to have a kid this soon, but apparently she's going through with it. So pretty cool stuff. What did you think of Raw last night?
I liked it. I liked it a lot with the USA, the new shape of the USA Championship belt. That was pretty awesome. I love the colors on it.
Yeah, a lot of people seem to like it.
You know, it's about time. But there's one thing though. Apollo Crews should have had it. Not MVP had it. You know what I'm saying? But that
I mean, Apollo Crews never lost it, right? So.
No, he never lost it. I don't know why MVP had it shoveled off last night.
Because he's trying to lure him.
Yeah. But it's okay, though. You know, and what's his name back? I Got Kids. Vader's back.
Wait, what?
Slater's back.
Yes, Heath Slater did return last night on Raw. And 2 weeks after appearing on VOC Nation, by the way, as a guest for Briscoe and Big Ace. Pretty cool stuff. Now, I think it was just a one-off. I don't think he's back for good, but it was cool to see.
Yes, it was nice to see him back, you know, and... Then they say that I read it somewhere last night after all that happened and all. I said, let me browse the internet, right? Somebody posted up. Oh, The Dream Man Band's back. All three of them. Wait a minute. I only saw two.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's probably going to build to a match between Jinder Mahal and Drew McIntyre. I'm sure that's the point.
Right, but only saw two last night. They said all three of them were back there.
Yeah, no.
I said, I only saw two. Jinder Mahal was one of them, not Doug Ziggler. Who in the hell Doug Ziggler is anyway?
Well, right? Doug Ziggler wasn't in three-man band, so.
No, he wasn't. And the guy said, yeah, he was. At the beginning, I said, no, he wasn't. Never will be a three-man band. And all of a sudden, he recorded something, right? And I went, okay. Then he recorded it back, but all of a sudden, he took it off. That he was wrong. Doug Ziggler wasn't a three-man band. But in other news, I found out about something about the horror show. All right. It's going to, all right, the Strowman and Bray Wyatt match is going to happen in the swamps in Orlando, Florida. But somebody else is going to be a part of it. You know who?
Okay. No.
Triple H. Triple H is going to be a part of that swamp thing.
Triple H is going to be part of
the swamp. Yep. He's got a huge thing.
What swamp?
What is that? The swamp match. Braun Strowman.
Who's having a swamp match? Al.
Braun Strowman and Bray Wyatt. It's going to happen in a swamp.
Yeah.
And Triple H.
And why do you say
Triple
H is going to be a part of it?
Triple H is going to be a part of it, a big part of it.
Why do you say that?
Because he said something over the weekend that he's a part of the Swamp Thing, but he's not saying what part. It's going to be one of those movie kind of deals. I got. I know I read it somewhere. I can't find it right now because, oh man, I knew I seen it somewhere.
I'm looking at it now. Is there anything else going on in the news? I feel like it's kind of quiet otherwise.
Well, it's kind of quiet, but not in the room tonight. Who's your guest for tonight in the room?
I don't actually have one at the moment. My guest that I had scheduled canceled, so right now we're wide open.
Okay. And we got the board because we got the show coming along.
Well, he's not, so.
He said he'd be calling in a few, but I tell you what. While we're waiting for the show to come on, let's talk about those restaurant T-shirts that we got for sale.
Yeah, so we have two new shirts on sale. I was trying to read about this Bray Wyatt thing with Triple H, though. Triple H is involved behind the scenes. Jeremy Borash. Yeah, Triple H has helped producing it. Triple H isn't going to be part of the match. So, one more for the dirty ass sheets, the dirty ass sheets that you produced.
Yeah.
Boy. What's going on, Stro? How you doing?
Great to be here with you guys. Just in time for the dirty ass sheets. By Rapoli. Awesome.
Exactly. his rumor today is that Triple H is going to be part of the swamp match between Bray Wyatt and Braun Strowman. And that would make more sense.
Hope so.
As usual, you know, he doesn't tell me ahead of time what he's going to throw my way, and then I have to fact check it while we're live on the air and tell him he's wrong.
That'd be so cool. I had the biggest crush on Adrian Barbeau back in the day, man. Swamp Thing. Awesome. In the movie.
That sounds like fun. Yeah, I could get behind that. Oh, man.
Yeah, me too.
Good holiday weekend all around?
Yeah, so far, lots. Everywhere I went, lots of hamburgers and hot dogs.
That sounds delicious.
No ribs.
I'm hungry.
Ribs too. I mean, I had to bring my dogs, my shepherds, in because the fireworks just kept going throughout the whole night, freaking them out.
Yeah. The only break we got from it were the thunderstorms last night, so nobody was out setting off fireworks last night. But other than that,
just
it's just been
my
nonstop.
Watching TV with me. My shepherds are watching TV with me.
One guy went on Facebook and asked where he's allowed to shoot off fireworks. I told him up his ass. I don't think he liked that.
I was blowing off my ass, you know, with a lot of mean ass farts that I had.
Did the ladies rock Monday Night Raw last night or what, man?
They have been. At this point, I don't even know why they have men on the show. That the women are like so clearly much better. It's insane. You know, we were talking earlier. Sarah Logan from the Riot Squad is pregnant.
She was talking
about doing MMA. Yeah, very cool for her. And I guess it's one of the Viking experience guys. I don't remember which one.
I think it's the bald one.
I know she.
Yeah.
The bald one, yes. The one that's not so cute. Apparently, before they got together years ago, the other one, the one that everyone says is cute, he did like a handsome gimmick on the indies.
Oh, man.
So apparently that's where that comes from, I guess. That's like a nod to like, before the Viking Raiders were formed, you know, he was like the handsome whatever. I forget it. What his moniker was. But, yeah, so that's where that comes from.
I keep waiting for Ogre from the Vengeance Nerds to join in with them. Ogre would be perfect.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine?
Seriously. And the other big news, we were talking about it right before you came on, Stro, is Heath Slater. Just 10 days removed from his appearance on VOC Nation, was part of Raw last night, and I wish he was back to stay. I really do, because I always like Heath Slater.
He looks great.
I like him too.
Yeah.
He looks great.
Yeah, he did.
He
really did.
Real
he was one
now.
Of those people that he worked on his body during the quarantine.
Yeah.
His promo last night was awesome.
Yeah. Maybe they'll re-sign him now.
I hope so.
Speaking of re-signing, I heard Rey Mysterio.
You know what I mean?
Sorry, go ahead.
No. I'm just saying. I'm sure wherever he lands, he's going to be fine because, man, the dude's got a lot of talent.
I'm really hoping that they'll bring him back and actually use him properly. I know that's a long shot on both counts. But, I was going to say, Rey Mysterio, apparently he went to Vince McMahon for to try and get more money out of his next contract, and Vince said it's not a good time, despite the fact that he is making – he has made $500,000 or $500 million just since the quarantine started by cutting costs and other shrewd business moves. Good for him. Rey Mysterio apparently working without a contract as he heads into his eye for an eye match at Extreme Rules. Hopefully he doesn't go blind, because that would suck if he's not under contract and he has the other eye poked out. That would be horrible.
Man, that's going to be one gruesome match right there, with eye for an eye match, poke that guy's eyes out. Oh, man, that's going to be gross.
So, like, the horror show.
Maybe it'll
That's an interesting concept.
I was going to say, maybe it'll be like one of those classic Stu Hart, like, training videos where he uses, like, who was it that used to, like, a lot of the old school trainers, like, they would do that. Like, they would put a thumb inside the eye and threaten to, like, pop it out if you didn't do what they said. Disgusting.
That might be in black and white.
Yeah. Go figure.
It's like a snuff film.
Or a horror show.
Be in black and white.
Yes, we're a horror show. What else is going on in the news, Rat Boy? Anything?
I think that's it.
I saw something.
I don't see nothing good.
I saw something with Jay Lethal, but I didn't really get to read it. So. WWE appointed a new chief financial officer.
Oh boy.
Probably.
IRS?
Let's see. Christina Stallion? That'd be great if it was IRS. No. No, it's not IRS. But I'm the former CFO of Etsy. So, I guess she's on page with, like, what Vince McMahon wants to do with the network and everything, because I know, like, Michelle Wilson, wasn't it Michelle Wilson and, like, some of the other ones, like, I forget the other guy's name, Barrios or whatever. Like, they weren't on the same page as Vince McMahon, and that's why Vince is there and they're not.
Because
he didn't like the idea of all the pay-per-views being on the WWE network. But he went along with it for a couple of years, so. I don't know. Yeah. So that is about it. The guest that I had planned for tonight kind of backed out. So as of right now, I don't have a guest for In the Room. I can say that next Tuesday night, actually, we're in talks with Heidi Lee Morgan, who we had on a couple years ago. And I always dug
into
Heidi. I thought she was a tremendous women's wrestler. Yeah, she had that feud with Alundra Blaze in the early 90s. And just one of those top women's wrestlers from the late 80s and early 90s, you know. So it should be really cool to catch up with Heidi and everything. And by the way, Rat Boy, I don't know if you knew this, but Heidi Lee Morgan actually was the gym teacher for our good friend, AC Smooth.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She taught at his high school.
Oh, wow. We got to get AC Smooth on with her.
I was talking to him over the weekend. It was really great to catch up. He apparently he's good friends with our buddy AJ Pan, and I had no idea. So.
Oh, wow.
Funny how things, how everything's connected.
Yes.
So that is I think about it, of course, we have a fresh episode of Shelley Live tonight at 6 Eastern right here on VOCNation.com, of course, at 9
that's
Eastern.
Another thing. That's another thing. Did you read the article
that I
sent
you? That's all I had to do. Rat Boy, that's how I get you to talk. I start talking, and I know you're going to interrupt me with something. I can't get you to talk otherwise.
Why is that? The website that I go to, they put an article out on Shelley, about the VOC Nation.
Uh-huh. I saw that.
Okay,
yeah, that, and the media outlets have really been covering. It's great.
Yeah. At least our name
okay.
is getting out
so
there
anyway,
now.
So anyway, so Shelley Live tonight, 6 Eastern, and you can call in. She takes calls, 657-383-1666. That's tonight at 6 Eastern. At 9 Eastern, in the room right here live on the VOC Nation Radio Network. I'm going to tell you at 914-338-1885 is the number to call in, by the way, myself. Stro, Kathy, Derek, Ray, Matt Grimm. We have a great time. We do. And no guests at the moment, but stay tuned to the social media in case something pops up. Otherwise, we'll do another open forum. You know, we'll take your calls. We can talk about the holiday, you know, the holiday weekend. We can talk about patriotism if you got whatever you guys want to talk about. You know, there's no coronavirus, please. I'm so over it. 914-338-1885, of course, is the number for that. And, yeah, the Pro Wrestling Tees store looking good. We uploaded two new designs this week. So now we have, in addition to Killer Ken Resnick, in the room, WCW Retro, the two political shirts, Don't Be Red, Don't Be Blue, Just Be You. We have Better Call Kathy. And now we have a Wrestling with Problems featuring King David Lean and a Shelley Live T-shirt with the Shelley logo that all the guys seem to love. And the Stro Maestro one is on the way. You know, we're collaborating with Steve Anderson. He's hopefully going to start really moving fast with it because I'm excited to get it up. But it's looking great. It really is. So it should be really cool there. And, again, all these proceeds, you know, they go toward helping keep the network free for everybody. So in addition to paying our staff for all of their hard work, all the different shows and everything. So it really is so crucial. So please, if you get the opportunity, please go to prowrestlingtees.com/VOCNation and buy a shirt. That's what the NWO used to say, right? Buy the shirt. I used to love those commercials. Buy the shirt.
Get your shirt now.
Then we also have advertising available for as low as $25. If you just go to VOCNation.com, and you can advertise across all of the great programs here on VOC Nation as well. So be sure to check that out. Don't forget the Pro Wrestling Tees. Go to the iTunes and leave us a 5-star rating and a review. And don't forget to go to VOCNation.podomatic.com. Give us a like. Give us a subscribe. Rat Boy, any other news? Anything else?
That's it.
Stro, what do you got to plug, man?
Oh, well, just in the room tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with you guys. And then Thursday, WCW Retro, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Stephen Fry is returning with us, manager Stephen Fry. So it'll be great to have him back.
Nice.
And we'll be discussing various topics. And also Friday night, midnight, on my Facebook page, facebook.com/StroTheMaestro, another edition of the Stro Zone. With the this Friday's feature will be The Last Woman on Earth. So please tune in.
I used to date her. I'm kidding, of course.
I got a question. I just got somebody just texted me, okay? They said, where's Granny Hulkster at? She's off today, but she'll be back tomorrow.
That's going to do it for today. Everybody, be sure to visit VOCNation.com and click on the Listen Live tab. You'll be able to catch the live episodes of In the Room as well as Shelley Live tonight. at 9 and 6 Eastern, respectively. And, of course, the full archives, which includes a lot of older content and other programs that help round out the network each and every day of the week. Of course, you can find those just by visiting vocnation.com as well and clicking on the archive area. So please do that. Everybody, have a great day. Take care. And we'll talk to you real soon. I'll see you all tonight for In the Room.
Bye-bye,
right
everybody.
Here on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
See you tonight.
Bye-bye.
Not playing. Should be.
Uh-oh.
Hey, this is Total Package. Lex Luger. You're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room.
Every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Cassie Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are. And we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Haku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into like snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Can Wrestling.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airlines cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have cried?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calachico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls, and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Steins of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobbs here. You getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.